USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The South Carolina primary is 6 days away. Senator Jim Clyburn, the number three ranking Democrat in the House, has plans to reportedly endorse Joe Biden. Politico reports Clyburn's endorsement could turn out to be one of the most significant so far of this political season. Bernie Sanders is now the frontrunner. He says he will turn Texas blue this November.
They say, you know, Texas is a conservative state. It's a red state. I don't believe it for a minute.
Sanders finished first in the Nevada caucuses with strong support from young Latinos and liberals. Joe Biden, who is a distant second behind Sanders in Nevada, hopes to finish first in South Carolina's primary next Saturday.
Who, in fact, is going to be in a position to be able to help maintain the House of Representatives and to win back the Senate?
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
There's a health scare for the governor of New Jersey. WCBS reporter Kristen Kalishin.
In a tweet, the governor says he'll have to go through a partial nephrectomy in early March.
Removing a part of the kidney, that's what nephrectomy means.
CBS medical correspondent Max Gomez says it won't be until after the surgery that he'll know if the tumor is cancerous or not, which depends on the types of cells in the tumor and if it spreads to other parts of the body. Partial nephrectomy surgery is considered minimally invasive.
That is almost certainly done laparoscopically, so the recovery from this is very quick.
Murphy says the early detection of his tumor is another reminder of how important it is to have affordable health care for all.
There are increases in coronavirus infections in Iran, South Korea, and Italy. Austria halted train service to and from Italy after suspicions that a train at its southern border had two passengers suspected of having the virus on board. So far, there have been 77,000 cases worldwide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Singer Meghan Trainor's father is recovering from injuries he sustained when he was hit by a car over the weekend. Trainor's representative said that Gary Trainor was hospitalized after the incident. The spokesperson said he's in stable condition. TMZ said the elder Trainor was crossing a busy street Friday in Los Angeles when he was hit by a motorist. So far, no charges have been filed, and the police were treating the incident as an accident. Meghan wrote on Instagram, "I'm with my dad now. Thank you for all the sweet messages. It was all very scary, but he's the strongest man I know." A quirky daredevil has died in the crash of a rocket in the California desert. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Mike Hughes, known as Mad Mike, was part of an upcoming series on the Science Channel called Homemade Astronauts. Authorities say he died in a rocket crash near Barstow, California on Saturday. Hughes, a member of the so-called Flat Earth Society, had been building and testing steam-powered rockets since 2014. After an earlier hard landing of a rocket that injured him seriously, he said in an interview he wasn't going to stop.
Well, you know, I kind of relate this to anybody else that gets injured doing what they do. You know, they just keep on doing it, I guess. I mean, if you're a boxer and you get knocked out, you know, do you quit boxing?
Hughes was 64. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Remember, you can hear current and old newscasts anytime at usaradio.com.